This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Hey, welcome. Hello, Facebook.
Hello, Facebook.
Hey.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
What up?
Pam's over there. Phil's over there. Megan's behind the camera.
Hey, Megan.
How's everybody feeling? Good?
You're not feeling good. I'm okay. That's why I'm sitting a little further away from you.
I've been sick in 3 years, and then I got sick twice in the last month.
You're cornering the market on all of a sudden, man.
But Pam was talking about this, what's it called?
Apple cider vinegar. I take a shot in the morning, and I take a shot at night, and sometimes if I remember during lunchtime, and it's been, knock on wood, keeping me from getting sick.
And no, it's been a season where everyone's been getting
sick.
Because
no one comes near you when you have that stuff in your system.
That's what it is.
It's like eating garlic and going on the bus.
It doesn't smell that bad.
The entire bus.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like you're drinking vinegar.
Yeah.
So like it's straight up vinegar. Even though it says apple cider,
yeah, it doesn't
in
taste
front
like,
of it,
no.
It's still vinegar.
You're drinking, it tastes bad.
You're drinking part of a salad dressing, basically.
Basically.
Yeah. All it's missing is the herbs and spices and a little bit of oil.
Does that make the poop slide out easier?
Yeah, so I started taking it because I was having, you know, issues, and we talked about this on air. Yeah, so I started taking that to help with, you know, digestion and all that, and everything has been working like a charm.
And no colds.
No colds.
No calls.
Great,
no dates.
Great movements.
What's that, Phil?
No,
I just have that line from.
What?
Now I got to hear it.
From Animal House stuck in my head. I'll be through you like shit through a goose.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Marinated shit, apparently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great color.
Has anyone watching the Facebook thingy tried this? You know, Megan also mentioned, what was it? Menthol crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you boil that in a pot or whatever and put your head over it with a towel and
you crush them and snort them.
It's like, it's kind of like that Vicks thing, remember? Do you remember Vicks or are you too
Vicks
young?
Vicks maple
rub. No, I remember,
rub.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a breeding ground of germs, because what happened, you have a cold to breathe, you freaking stick your finger in there, you shove in your nose, what do? You put it back in again and shove in the other nostril.
Yeah, you don't rub shove it in, you put it under your nose.
No, you shove it in your nostrils.
No.
Yeah, that's what my mom did.
She did it wrong.
Yeah, she showed, and then they slather on your friggin' chest,
and you
had a good
chest.
Night's sleep. Everything's stuck to you, and you're hot.
That was kind of gross.
It was like, I want to die! Yeah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to put it up your nose. You put it under your
nose. Well, someone tell my little Puerto Rican mom, because she shoved up my nose. And then since then, I've been doing that. And then you're like, wait a minute, how come I keep getting sick? Because I keep sticking my finger into the freaking germ gene pool that says Vicks on it, and jamming it. I'm like, it's like reconstituted cold.
Why don't you just use a Q-tip? There's two sides. Two nostrils, two sides.
I guess I'm stupid, Phil. I didn't think of it, okay?
He was a little AJ.
A conversation about cold remedies would turn into a fight. But I should have known with this crew.
I'm just more curious. Pam, like, swallowing the vinegar. Does your fart smell like pickles?
I love, first off, that you're wondering that, but no. I wish they
wouldn't
did,
you
though.
Know? You share a studio with
it's like
it.
A, like a jar of pickles all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I just smell vinegar every now and then.
I don't fart in the studio.
She does not. No.
Until you're out of it.
Yeah.
I typically do it in our morning meeting around when AJ goes in to meet with you, Chaz.
Is that why it smells different there?
You're going to let it go.
But then I put on the fan.
That's why it smells different
there? That's breakfast you're smelling. I fart and eat at the same time.
No, wait.
You eat
breakfast,
shit?
You wouldn't smell the breakfast then, right? You would smell like dinner in the morning.
Well,
no?
Normally when I'm eating breakfast, breakfast at the same time.
Like conventional breakfast. She eats like dinner, like leftovers.
I eat leftovers, yeah.
But when it's not something you just ate. It's something you ate the night before,
oh,
no?
Oh, it could be that, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, is anyone surprised that Pam has been doing the apple cider vinegar thing wrong? You're supposed to dilute it before drinking it.
No. The one
Who
that I
that?
Have does not says that you don't
Somebody
have to
on
do
Facebook?
That.
Yeah.
Well, they're not reading the back of the one
said
I'm
it
using.
Must be right.
Because I use the Braggs, and they say you don't have to dilute it. So I'm reading the back of the label. And I'm doing what the back of the label says. You could just drink it as is. Well, I don't drink. Well, sometimes I
do. Because they want you to buy more of it.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's good for you. And anyway, I'm not going to dilute it because I'm getting
What's
great
the
results.
Point? Yeah.
I'm getting great results.
Pam wants the pure vinegar taste.
I don't mind it.
Why don't you just chug down a summer's eve? Done.
It does hurt when you first drink it. It's like, ugh! But then you're fine. It burns.
You become
for a
James Brown?
Ugh!
Oh, so the first,
the first
second.
Sip, and then you're fine. Then it's like nothing ever happened.
Hey!
It kind of wakes you up a little bit. Like I do it. I wake up, I make my bed, and I go do a shot. It's like a routine. Try it.
Of what?
Apple cider vinegar,
okay.
Phil.
Oh, yeah. Do a shot.
Right. You know what I'm talking about.
People just tuned in. I have no idea.
I'm just picturing your stomach going, I got to move.
Ha! Robin says Pam is right. Brags is all natural.
Suck it.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
What if Robin's incorrect?
She's not.
What do you do when you get a cold? How do you take care of yourself?
I go to DayQuil and NyQuil. That's my first go-to. Yeah. So I'm just trying to get through the day and try and go to sleep at night. If it gets really bad, then I call Dr. Rao.
Yeah.
That's
DayQuil and NyQuil.
He calls Dr. Rao too late, though.
Yeah. I go through like the entire box of DayQuil, NyQuil before I finally call Dr. Rao, which I should have done in the first place.
It gets too far. So I started the antibiotics immediately. So second day, I feel way better.
Yeah. Yep.
You're on top of it.
What's coming in?
Well, there's an argument already now about the apple cider vinegar.
Facebook, so, of course.
Maleska, who said to dilute it, everyone's saying, no, you don't have to. And now she's saying, all right, well, good luck keeping your esophagus.
I know Pam's voice has changed.
And then everyone's like, well, you can dilute it to make it more bad. It's not like it's going to ruin the good benefits that you're getting if you do dilute it.
You're just mixing it a little bit with water.
I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. I actually enjoy it. It's something I look forward to. Kind of wakes me up a little bit.
Yeah.
I kind of like that burning.
Kind
of feels like when
it?
You take a shot of whiskey and that little burn.
Right, that little afterburn.
Like yeah.
Yeah, Mama needs a little taste right here.
And then we've had kind of like a theme this week where like people hear a clip of something and then get mad.
Okay.
And Gary's already upset that I haven't read his comment yet. It was because you weren't on topic, Gary, but he said, Chaz, your comment this morning about the five DOT guys, five trucks, one guy working, way out of line. If you worked out there with assholes doing 70 miles an hour, you'd understand why so many vehicles are needed.
There is a point to that. There is a point to that. You know, there's a point.
Yeah.
Right. But do you need that many people?
It's called comedy, folks.
Seriously.
Right.
You need your whole crew.
Like, what about one truck with big flashing lights, you know? This is why we need 100 state trucks, because to tighten one bolt on a guardrail, you need 8 trucks.
Somehow this is not going to help that argument, is it?
but, Gary, did I say I blame you guys? No, I don't blame you guys. That's how the system's set up.
Yeah, he did say there are asshole
drivers that drive too close to you guys.
You did say I'm not talking about the workers.
Yeah.
You did mention
that. I mean,
they didn't
set it up like this.
No.
That was my point. It's just that he probably only heard the beginning part.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he heard that other part, because you were obviously on the side of the guys out there. You want them to be safe.
Yes.
It's just ridiculous that we need to shut down half of the highway for a long time for something that seems like a simple fix.
Which
when you have 11 people and one person's working, I don't know. I could do math on that and just, I think that maybe you could have a couple more working.
Mm-hmm.
But that's happened a lot this week, where we're saying stuff and people just grab what they want or hear it secondhand and then, you know, have a shit fit.
Yeah, it's not a box of chocolate assortments here.
You know, two people I had a good time with at the Chaz and AJ monthly meal, Derek and Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly heard something I said about handicapped spots and like went bananas, and
yes,
Derek went bananas.
Yep.
Like, first of all, do you agree with every single thing your friends say to you?
No.
No.
Look at you guys.
Do you blow out your friends if they say one thing you disagree with?
No.
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 And would you disagree or would you say I'm wrong when I say there are people who use a handicap spots who don't need to
there
use handicap spots?
There are abusers out there. Yes, there are.
And that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, right. That's all. Yeah. Get a grip, folks. It's common.
Anyone else pissed off?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Zagmunt Spansky says, then why are so many state cops getting hit? I just wanted to say his name.
I'm not the Department of Highways.
I don't have the answers over here.
You know?
I know we may say that.
I made a comment about how much the state's spending and how they keep coming after us for the money. And I said, you know what we should ask of politicians before we vote for them? Do you have any ideas to help the state that don't include strangling us for more money?
Mm.
And that's how it all started. And I'm just throwing ideas out off the top of my... off the cuff.
It's like a think tank. Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. You know what I want to do? I want to walk around some of you fuckers all day. And as you speak, I want to say, oh, wait, hold on.
Challenge the
thought police here. Jesus. Relax, man. Come on.
Everybody's so angry.
Right.
Angry.
No, everybody wants to be outraged about something. Really? If that's what you're pissed about, then you have a good life.
Seriously. Choose your arguments, folks.
I mean, if your safety and well-being's being threatened, I understand why you'd be upset.
I get that.
Yeah.
If you're out on the highway and constantly there's people driving by at 70 miles an hour looking at their phone. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm driving down the road. I had 3 people right in a row come by me at least 50 miles an hour looking down at their phone. I'm like, are you fucking shitting
me? It's
amazing,
right. Isn't it?
Are you shitting
it's
me?
Yeah, I believe it.
It's like, do you realize, like, three in a row.
Not one, not two, but three people.
Yeah, I don't know. See how easy it is to piss me off?
I noticed that.
It's so easy to flip that button.
Usually I just say, hi, Chaz. Good morning, Chaz. Ah!
Yeah, and I've been trying to pace myself today.
It's not good.
I don't want the fever to kick in.
Yeah, no.
All right, anything else? Because I'm going to go and take a nap.
You should go take a nap. I'm going to take a nap also.
Any plans this weekend? AJ's doing comedy.
Yep, I'm doing comedy.
Well, any tickets available?
Costa de Azura, I'm not certain today, in Milford. And then tomorrow we're in...
Terryville,
thank you. Terryville.
Chaz knows.
Go to DaveRiley.com. All the information's right there, because I'm an idiot.
Right,
and I'm doing a ride-along as a cop tonight.
Yeah, ride-along. 4 to 8. Officer AJ.
Officer AJ, yeah.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
I cannot wait to hear about this.
Yeah. Nice Hellcat you got there. You mind stepping out of the car, please?
Now let me get in.
Here, just stand here. I'm going to go around the block and make sure this car's legal.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty fast. I better check it.
Pam, you, any plans?
I'm going to Killington. I'm leaving today, this afternoon, and I'm coming back on Sunday.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. What?
Nothing.
Yeah, you got to get it in now.
I got to go slow.
Yeah.
You do.
Phil?
This is actually a good month for that, because I feel like most people go when it's like January, February. But we're going to be on an all-day like brewery crawl tomorrow. We got a bus and everything rented. It's like a joint bachelor bachelorette party.
Oh,
so it's going to be just like start to finish beer drinking.
And a ride home.
Yep. And Amanda's sort of like taking the bull by the horn. So she made like a party playlist. And she went out and she bought snacks for the bus. Oh. So when we come back from the brewery,
she's
there's
the
going to be like... fucking Oreos and like
Funyuns,
Funyuns, Cape Cod chips,
gotta
all kinds
Funyuns.
Of shit on the
Cape
bus.
Nice.
Funyuns are great because
that's
you feel like a giant eating big circle.
That sounds like a good time. You should have pictures of you after each stop, and we'll see Phil's face
the progression, right?
The buzz kicking in.
I'm guessing the bigger grin each time.
Right.
Grin and then slam.
Yeah,
more and more drool in the beard. Yeah.
But you're in that age group now where every weekend you're doing something. You know, there's some expense because some friend is getting married.
Yeah, well, I was thankfully, actually, I was happy that the bachelor party for the wedding. So this wedding is going to be back to back with the wedding with the bachelor party that I just went out to Colorado for out in Vail. But I was happy that that was in February because usually those months are pretty slow. People aren't doing stuff. And once it warms up, it's like every other weekend. I'm like, I just don't know where we would have put it in. Like, my sister lives in the state. She's like, we want to come spend a weekend with you guys. I'm like, all right, see you in October, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of stuff
just
to do.
So difficult sometimes.
And they're not cheap.
No.
A lot of fun. And, you know, we keep kind of looking for one where we could be like, yeah, maybe we could just say, can't make that one. It's like, no, we can't.
We got to go to this.
Can't say no to this one.
Yeah. All right, well, have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for the
advice on the Facebook comments here for Nicole. Thanks for watching. DOT Gary, sorry I pissed you off. You know, I don't want anyone to drive by at 70 miles an hour.
Never.
I still love you guys. Hashtag Gubs Gotta Go.
Gubs Gotta Go. And thank you for watching. Thank you, Megan, for running the
phone.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Feel better, Chaz.
Pam is over there.
Bye-bye.
Phil is over there. Thank you for watching.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.